Hey, this is Kim with Backwoods Oddities Haunted House, and you're listening to Wrestle Horror.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meet Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. As always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. And Donnie's in the studio, just like I am this week.
Yeah, I'm back in the old dungeon here in my happy space and not at the gym. Well, the gym's my happy space, too. You know, if I'm sitting beside a wrestling ring, that's always pretty awesome. So, but yeah, I'm back here in the old studio.
And on this episode of Wrestle Horror, we're going to go back to the horror and haunt side of things. We've got a young lady here that I have watched grow up in this business from the age of six, believe it or not. She's been haunting people. And, you know, the first time I saw her, she just creeped me out. Plain and simple, creeped me out. Kimberly Shell from the last Carnival Haunted House, Backwoods Oddities. Kim, how are you doing?
I'm tired.
Haunters never rest.
No, they don't.
So, Kim, I mean, you know, like I mentioned in the intro, you know, you've been doing this since you were 6 years old. And, you know, the first time I met you and your dad, I didn't know what to expect when I came out. And I've been nothing but impressed. And to watch you perform from that age up until now, I've watched you just about every year for the past 10 years. You have just grown into an amazing haunter. Not just as an actor, but you're developing your makeup skills and other talents. And your dad, I'm sure, nurtured you on a lot of this. Why don't you tell us how you felt first starting this back when you were six?
See, like, what you don't really realize is that as a kid, you don't entirely understand, like, what you're doing. You just think, oh, like, cool, I gotta go, like, do fun things with the adults. Yay! And then, like, it wasn't until I got, like, kind of older that it kind of set in that, like, what I'm doing isn't normal. This isn't, like, what kids do. But it was just, yeah, I always had a blast. I always loved every bit of it, from decorating to doing costumes and having my makeup done. It was just, it was always really fun for me.
And, you know, your first character, and I her name is eluding me. I know it's Susie something.
Susie Soulkeeper.
Thank you. Thank you. Your first character. When I came through that first year after I had trained everybody and I saw you in character in your scene, you know, quite frankly, you creeped me out, and that's not an easy thing to do.
Thank you.
Susie Soulkeeper. I mean, think about just the name. I mean, and you see this child that's going to steal your soul. It's just, you know, just, yeah. Yeah, I can't say enough good things about it without running into the ifs and ahs. But you know, you've grown since then, and you've taken on different roles. What are some of the other roles you've done in the past 10 years at Backwoods Oddities?
For a while, I did act in our asylum scene, and my character just every night changed names. Same character, just could not stick with the name. Nothing really fit her, so she just went all over the place. And then I used that scene to train one of our other actors so that way I could venture out and work with the chainsaws. So then I did chainsaws for a little bit. And then now I'm our general manager. So I just float through the entire haunt and make sure that everything's working sound and fix any problems and stuff like that.
Now, this brings up another comment. I mean, how many 16-year-olds can say that they're the general manager of a haunted attraction?
Right.
Very few.
If any.
And, you know, when Donnie and I were out there last season, I had wanted to interview you there, but you were just so busy running the haunt that it just was impossible. And watching you just delegate and move... Wow. I mean, you're showing an age beyond your years and a maturity beyond your years. And you handled everything well, and I'm sure your dad can be nothing but proud of what you've accomplished.
Oh yeah, he's definitely set me up so that way, you know, here in a couple years I can take over the haunt, which I think at this point will just give me a couple extra responsibilities. But you know, he's really set me up so that way, you know, when it's time for me to take over, I have everything I need and I can do basically everything I'll need.
And, you know, I've been to other attractions over the past years, and I've seen general managers, and I've seen people that just don't get along with their general manager, don't listen to the general manager. But for some reason, you command respect out of your actors, and it's not forced. They believe in you as a general manager, and they're following your lead, even though they could be twice your age.
Yeah, that... It is a little strange because I am, you know, I am younger, and a lot of people don't want to listen to me because I am younger. And even though, like, you know, they're adults, I have been in this industry a lot longer than the majority of our actors. So it is a little hard to get them to understand that, like, hey, listen, I know you're older than me, but I've been doing this a little longer. So, you know, and most of the time I can get along with a lot of our actors, but every little bit we get in a little bit of a scuffle of like, hey, like, you know, I know what I'm doing, even though you don't think I know what I'm doing.
And that's going to be a struggle, I'm sure, but you seem to handle it well. From what I've observed, you know, I've seen general managers that are my age that can't handle actors the way you do.
I mean, a lot of it is I try to make friends with like all of our actors and make sure that they're comfortable. And it's a lot of like, even if we get into an argument at the end of the day, I still want us to be friends and I still want us to be able to work through any issues.
Excellent. Excellent. Donnie, I know that you and I had a great time when we went through last season. Yep. And do you have any questions for Kim about her character or her management skills?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a few, actually. And I had actually mentioned to Jim to reach out to you because I was fascinated, you know, by the age. And, you know, and I also like having a younger person that's been in the industry so long is something we haven't had on the WrestleWhore podcast. So I wanted to get on here and talk with you, you know, about the younger aged people. And I know you probably can't remember back to when you were 6 years old, but do you know about approximately what age to where you started to enjoy? I mean, I'm sure like at 6 years old, you got into it, like you said, because you were doing the things with the adults and all that. But when did it click that, you know, you got joy and pleasure and it was fun to scare people and to get that scare from someone?
I mean, pretty much like since I was born, my parents have like watched horror movies with stuff. And I had always wanted to do the things that like they do in horror movies. Like, you know, I wanted to do like the acting stuff and I did want to scare people. And I remember at one Halloween party, mom handed me a fake arm and I was dressed up like a zombie. And she said, go down to the party and just go be a zombie. And that is what I did for the whole night. Didn't break character. And then that's kind of when it started to set in. And then, you know, that along with my parents have never hid like anything, horror movie, anything like that from me. So I just kind of always had that knowledge of like, this is what people do. So it was just kind of always there.
Very cool. Yeah. And like Jim said, we went to Hell Night last season and I had a blast. I loved the haunt. And I was like pretty envious that I saw where it was. And I was like, how cool would it be to live in this house with a haunted house right in your backyard? Where you could just be like, I'm going to go out in the backyard and play a little bit. You have a full size haunt there.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And then, you know, especially when you want to go do just impromptu photo shoots and stuff like that, you just, hey, I'll be back here in a bit.
Right. That's pretty awesome. So going into the management, how hard was that for you to adjust? Because like you said, you know, management isn't just knowing how to fix the lights and fix the smoke. You got to have people skills. You know, you got to have a little bit of business knowledge, you know, stuff like that. How hard was that for a transition? Did it come pretty easy being that you've seen your dad do it, or how did that work for you?
It wasn't that big of a transition for me because thankfully I had already built a relationship with like our actors. So it wasn't like me starting square one with just a little bit of knowledge how to do it. it's that I knew, you know, my actors, and then I just knew, you know, like this is what needed to be done. So it was a lot of just combining what I already knew with what, like, I kind of needed to learn. And, you know, I've had a few bumps here and there, but I think that's with all people learning something new. But it wasn't that hard because I kind of did have a foundation already. So after I kind of got through the bumps a little bit, and I still have mess ups, it was just kind of smoother from there.
Very cool. And as for like your generation, because, you know, like I said, things are going to move on. You know, the older folk are going to have to hang it up or, you know, just be fans, you know, kind of like Jim. No, but I always got to take my shot at Jim if I can. But, you know, as for like younger folks, do you have any plans or in the future of like incorporating, you know, bringing in more youthful people and trying to teach them the right way for the next generation to keep improving on the haunt industry?
A lot of our actors are actually around my age. And I think that's something that I'm really glad that we have, because that means that when some of our older actors start to, you know, leave us a little, then we still have actors that will come with us and be with us for a really long time, know how we operate and things like that. And even if some of our actors don't, you know, stay with our haunt in particular, they will go to other haunts with that knowledge. So that's something that I'm very thankful that we have. And, you know, I'm always glad when we get new actors, because, you know, it's always great to have people. We are volunteer, so it is sometimes hard to keep actors, which is why it's somehow a little easier to get kids, because they're not really expecting something out of it other than they want fun out of it. So, you know, when I take over, it's going to be pretty much the same thing, except a little more modern, if that makes sense.
Right. Yep.
You know, everything's going to need updates at some point, so it's just going to gradually update.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, they're always coming out with new and different ways of doing things, better ways of doing things. So it's just a matter of staying ahead of the curve, it looks like.
You see, and that's one thing that I've always loved about Backwoods Oddities, from the first day I walked in to last season when I walked out. Your actors give it their all every night. There is intensity, there is passion, and it's not about the money. It's about the joy of scaring people. And I tell people, I've been telling people for 10 years, go to Backwoods Oddities, check out the haunt, and you will get rejuvenated. And when I was running mall, all my actors, if they were feeling down, I sent them to you guys, and they came back going, I get it now. This is not about the money. This is about scaring people, entertaining people, having fun. And that's one thing that you guys have got in spades, from, you know, from your dad running it to you running it, has never changed. And I can't be more proud of you guys for keeping that dream alive, because it really means a lot to people that kind of lose their way.
Yeah, it means so much to me that our actors are there because they want to be there and not because it is a job for them. And I always tell my actors, hey, if you don't want to show up one night, you know, like if you're feeling a little bad or something, do not worry. Like it, you know, it's always your life before haunt. You know, you have family, you have medical issues, you have your life, and we have, you know, our family here. So if you ever need anything, you can come to pretty much any of us. We can all like help you out if you need anything. So it's a lot of, we're a community more than we're coworkers. And that is, it's something that I found very rare in the haunt industry, is like community more than like, oh yeah, I know that guy because I worked at a haunt with him once.
Absolutely. You know, I used to work at a haunt where at one point in time, if you called off, you got points. If you got so many points, they fired you. You know, life happens. And if you're sick, you can't be expected to come in to work the haunt when you're sick. And the fact that you guys have that latitude and still have your actors coming in regularly, you guys are definitely a rare breed of haunt that you don't see very often in this industry.
Thank you.
Yeah, is there any other interest besides haunting that you have, or just haunt and that's it?
I mean, more horror in general than just haunt, because, you know, I'm a huge special effects person. You know, it's just more horror in general, because that's the way that, you know, I've grown up. That's basically like all I've ever known. And I still have hobbies. I'm a competitive archer.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I still have a life other than haunting, but it's still like haunting comes like first.
Right. Very cool. Now, if you could give a piece of advice, we always try to, you know, make this a learning podcast and try to get a little gold nugget for people out there. So this is for the younger folk. It's considering haunting or is interested in it. What piece of advice would you give to them in aspects of, you know, how to get their foot in the door and how to, you know, think of it as a serious thing instead of, I just want to go in and have fun. And, you know, I don't really care if I scare people or not, you know, that kind of thing.
Check with every haunted house like near you, see what they offer that you may be able to do, because I know some haunts won't allow, you know, that won't allow the younger kids. So if you want to find someone, and do not let anyone tell you that just because you're however old that, you know, you're not mature enough to be able to do management or anything like that, because you can do it. You just have to put your mind to it. So don't let people saying that you can't do it stop you.
Very good.
Very nice. Now I'm going to steer it a little bit differently. I'm going to go back and I'm going to go to the convention circuit. And I have to know, the first time you went to the Midwest Haunters Convention, what did you think?
I was overwhelmed. I went from like, I knew how like everything was done to I had no clue what anything was. But that's a great thing that I went so young, because now I've grown up with it. Now I can, you know, I can go through haunted houses and I can recognize props because I have grown up with it. I'm very familiar with how things are done. So now it's a little less shocking, but at first, like, it was, whoa.
You know, I won't argue that point with you at all. Now, the first time I went to a trade show, I went to Transworld is the first one I ever went to. And I walked in and went, I don't know. I have no idea. I had no idea what I was looking at. It's like, I didn't know this existed. And I was just as blown away as you are. And Midwest is scaled down compared to Transworld.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I understand where you're coming from as a child walking into this going, wow, all of this exists. And it's all of a sudden things became simpler to me.
Yeah.
Because
everything seems so like, and I'm not saying that, you know, some of this isn't like complex or anything.
Sure.
It goes from like, it sounds like something you could never do in a million years. So you look at it and you're like, oh yeah, I could do that. I have done that. It's not as confusing as I thought it was.
Exactly. Your eyes are opened and you see all these possibilities, and your mind's my mind was going 1,000 miles an hour going, I can do this, I can do this, 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 okay, let's do this. You know?
Yeah, a lot of it is having like the supplies and the knowledge there, and that is a great way to like get the supplies and the knowledge, is to go to conventions, talk to people. So I'm so glad that I get to go to conventions and everything like that, because, you know, it's great for networking, great for getting things that you need, learning tricks, everything.
Well, the haunt community definitely has a lot of people that are willing to help you grow as a haunter. And that's one of the things that I've always loved about this industry, is that fact that people are willing to teach people who don't know how to do it. And I mean, how many industries can you go into without getting some kind of conflict are going to give you this information? And, you know, for, you know, if you go to a class, you know, classes sometimes cost money depending on the convention, but it's always been worth every penny.
Yeah, it's, I don't think I've ever been to a class where I've walked out and not learned something.
Right. Even the littlest amount that moves you forward in this business is something that you retain and you use for yourself. And you might even transfer that knowledge onto other people, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I have taught so many of our actors tips and tricks about even small stuff that they would never think about. Like something that I even learned from you was instead of cough drops, use like Jolly Ranchers when you're acting because it's like less harmful to you. And it's just you learn something from someone and then you pass it on. And it's just this big chain of learning things.
Well, thank you. I'll take credit for that. Use pineapple too. Trust me.
I'd never thought of that one.
Pineapple is a, I learned this actually from the voice from hell, Dick Terhune. Pineapple is like an, it soothes your throat. So after a long night of haunting, you know, like the Edie's pineapple pops, get one of those. And suck on that after haunting all night, it will coat your throat, soothe it, and you'll be okay the next day. Or pineapple juice. I drink pineapple juice before or after I haunt. Trust me, it works. Give it a shot.
I'll have to remember that.
Yes, absolutely. So Donnie, you got to ask him the question.
Oh yeah, for sure. And before I do that, you know, if you want to add a little more violence and stuff to your haunt, you know, just let me and Jim know and we'll come down and show you guys the wrestle whore concept and add a little more violence to your scenes and stuff, but in a safe way, of course.
I mean, hey, you guys are always welcome to come act if you want.
Now we also teach, what we do is we incorporate pro wrestling moves to make it look more realistic. Did you guys, did you and your dad get a chance to do the virtual haunt con?
Okay, we're one of those people where we're like, if we can look at it on a computer instead of actually like going and talking to the people, it's not as interactive. So we ended up deciding against it. But you know, we're ready for the next in-person convention.
Okay. All right. Well, Donnie and I actually did a presentation on that called Wrestling with Your Character. And then we do we have a video copy of that someplace, Donnie?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Maybe we can get Kim a copy of that video.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. It's if you want just to portray more violence without being actually that violent. We've got it. We're working. We've had this concept we've been working on that will help your actors appear to be devastating when nobody's getting hurt.
That's cool.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
But I'm glad Donnie brought that up. But Donnie, what's the question?
Yeah, about to hit you with the big question. It's something we asked every person that comes on as a guest. There's no right or wrong answer. We just do it for fun, and we've never had the same answer yet. So we're enjoying, you know, all the creativity. So the question is, you are the main serial killer in your own horror movie. What is your go-to kill?
Strangulation with piano wire.
Nice. Nice.
Because the piano wire is thin enough to like slit the throat too, so it's a two for one.
Get a twofer
Now I'm scared.
Hey, you help teach her. I don't want to hear
Yeah, I help. Yeah, I take credit for creating the creature at least a little bit.
it.
But that is awesome because like Donnie said, we've never had the same answer. And it's neat to hear these different answers. And you didn't hesitate. We've had people that had to sit there and think about it, but bang, you were right there. You knew what you wanted to do.
Always thought about if I was like the main character in like, you know, a horror movie, like what I would do. And that has like always been my go-to. Like that's how I would do it. So it was just kind of an easy question for me.
Like I said, you still scare me a little bit.
We'll have to change your character to Susie Piano String.
Kim, why don't you let everybody know how they can find out more about you, about Backwoods Oddities, all that good stuff, social media. Let's get the word out there. I know your dad's done it for us before, but now it's your turn. How can people find out more about you and Backwoods Oddities?
So, my Instagram is Kim Cadaver. That's where I post all of my makeup stuff and stuff like that. Most everything else I do is through the haunt pages, which is Backwoods Oddities on Facebook, BWO Haunt on Instagram and just pretty much every other social media follows one of those two names.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.